Thanks for joining me. We will, you know what time it is? It is 9 o'clock now. So here's some stuff.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
We are Blunt Force Llama,
and you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM. Woo.
Hey, hey, hey. You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, what's up, Kingston?
This is Jimbo.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Nice.
Yeah.
We nailed that.
Woo! We did it.
All right.
Yeah. Great job, guys.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is DJ Over Easy. You're listening to Make Bacon on CFRC 101.9 FM and or CFRC.ca. So thanks for showing up. And sponsorship. Hey, if you're out there and you want to send a message and you have a business, you can contact CFRC through the website and ask about sponsorship. That's right. Yeah. It's very helpful for CFRC. It gets people aware locally, you know, what you're up to, what you have to offer them. And it's a really great way to do it, because CFRC, independent community campus radio station for 103 years. That's right. And we don't need the algorithms of the commercial radio stations. We don't need the constant 15 minutes of advertising every three songs. You don't get that here. You unfortunately get to have to put up with like me, but we bring the music, and there isn't any commercials, and we get enough of the constant inundation, me, buy from me, I'm the one who knows, you can, all that. You know what, tune it all out, and you can support the sponsors of CFRC, because you know one thing, if those individuals have taken the time to contact CFRC, give them monetary support to help keep this wonderful station going, to promote their business themselves locally, I think that's wonderful. I think it's really great. So please, hey, if you're thinking about sponsorship, this is the place. Okay. And, volunteer. come and volunteer, I can guarantee you, you can do as good as I can. you don't think that if I can do it, anyone can do it, literally. All right, well, listen, Shauna Catsby, one of my faves, and I first met Shauna at a house concert that Hugh puts on, Hugh of Folk Everything. Now, good old Hugh is away this week because that dude, I'm telling you, that guy, he is just off and partying, and he is, what a life that leads that guy. He's just the quintessential. Hey, you know what he is? Have you ever seen the movie Almost Famous? Right? Where there's that young lady who just is like, you know, really known amongst bands and beloved by them and all of these things and isn't famous, but you know, that's Hugh. Hugh's like, just, you can watch Almost Famous, but instead of the lead young lady who plays the role, just take them out and insert in your mind just a thin, handsome, very handsome man in his 70s with a large, beautiful beard and that deep gravitas that he has developed over years of partying. I admire that man. I admire that man. So yeah, check him out. I'll play a pre-record, but he'll be back with stories of the adventures that he was on and all of the people that he's met. You know, it would be interesting to see, you know, all of the people that that man has talked to. It's got to be like, and famous people too, and like musicians, and oh my goodness, I guess I must be missing Hugh. I miss him coming in, and I can't stop going on about what a cool person he is. But you're going to have to miss him too this week. But we got, thank goodness, the magic of radio, you got to pre-record. In the meantime, Shauna Catsby, Love in a Moving Van. Yeah.
Start with a gamble and follow our luck. How do we handle when the road gets rough? Well, that's love in a U-Haul truck. We'll find love in a moving van and pack it to the edges with as much as we can. Anything we leave behind, we'll build again. 'Cause that's love in a moving van. And it all comes out on the other side, and we arrive with something to show. If it all more room when our tempers meet. Get out the kids.
something to show. If it all falls down, we'll set it up right. We can go. We can go. Oh, we can go. Oh, we can go.
for you. Knows the things I've done. Nobody's been down roads I've run. Once I got down on my knees, I found out nobody rides for free except for you.
My buddy Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners. And before that, let's see. Before that, Clem Goodco, the boy, it's with a track called Heavy. And started off that set with a track called Love in a Moving Van by Shauna Caspi. Very cool stuff. Very cool. So, little tidbit pour vous. I did a rando shelf grab, and I don't know. Looks like a winner. It looks like a winner. I love it. Brett, Heather and Calvin are on the back there. They're walking along the water. This is Beat Happening. And the album is bright yellow. It's got a missile on it in flying through the air, or rocket, I guess. I'm just triggered by recent events. It's got a rocket that has USA on it, and a little cat, like a stick figure cat, riding that rocket out into the cosmos by the looks of it. So very interesting, very interesting. And what is so interesting is why they never put the date. 1985 on the old vinyl over there. So Yeah, very cool. So let's check it out. Just complete rando shelf grab from the deep, dark depths of CFRC. Let's see what the Tao has gifted us today. Wow, that's a keeper, man. That is a keeper. Well, let's just listen to some more here. Yeah, see, I'm loving this album.
I keep us apart from the other kids.
This one's called Bad Seeds.
Keep us from each other. We're no good is what they say, but
wow, this is so cool. This is so cool. Like, stripped down, kind of post-punk, early post-punk, just, wow, loving it, loving it. Beat happening. Washington. I was trying to see if I could see specifically where they're from, though. But, wow, that's cool, that's cool. I gotta check out more of that album for sure. See what I mean, people? See what I mean? This is CFRC. It just in little did anyone know that on this day in April of the year 2026, there was hiding in the dark depths, in the way back into, through cobwebs and booby traps and all of this stuff. I reach out in desperation to grab that gem. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? All right, now, I got another interesting one. Leroy Holmes, Once Upon a Time in the West, and U.S. and Their Guns, it has a, like a Western dude, what do you call those, cowboy dudes, but like, I just the ones in movies, I don't know what they're called, Western guy, a gunslinger. Yeah, he's like a gunslinger, and he's got a rifle, and there's a timid young lady just cowering helplessly at his chest as he sticks his big, pointy, hard rifle at you. It was so, man, the United States. Oh, look at it. In this one, he's aiming. She's still cowering. Maybe he can aim better with a blonde, a young blonde leaning up against his shoulder. What the hell is this? This Leroy Holmes. So strange. Let me see if I can find a date. No date. That's so disappointing. It's so disappointing they don't have dates. But you know what? You know, this is from the mid to late 60s just because of the blatant, I don't even know what you call it, just the blatant, ridiculous white supremacy of the whole thing. I can't remember what it's called. Cultural appropriation. Because, you know, they're stealing, they're, of course, wearing what appears to be, like, Mexican outfits. And, oh, my God. But let's check it out. Let's check it out. I think this song, so I think it's a lot of, like, Western, a man, a horse, and a gun. And it is from the film, the main theme from the film, The Stranger Returns. So here you go. What a lot of buildup for probably a crappy song. Sorry, people. We'll be right back. just like that. Wow, I take it all back. I take it all back. That was awesome. That was the best. Now I understand what this is. Leroy Holmes. See, the really weird cover it threw me. The whole gun and the cowering woman, it's so strange. However, I get it. Leroy Holmes must be like a big band guy, doing a bunch of covers of all of the old Western songs. So I like it. Wow, what a day. What a rando grab adventure we were just on. Thanks, CFRC. You're the best. Oh, man. You're so good. it just makes me so happy. All right. So, speaking of making me happy with wonderful, lovely music, we are going to check out a song called Work Is Never Done by Emily Kahn. Performer who I believe is in Toronto now. Yeah, beautiful stuff. Here we go, Emily Kahn.
I'm afraid of
Sorry. Here we go. Okay, sorry. Hello. Hello, everyone. This is DJ Overeasy. You're listening to Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9 FM. Your amazing community experience in community and campus through the week, all the little kiddies with the radio shows. I love it. I love the passion that these young people have to just want to share the music that they have found and that they enjoy, and just to want to give openly, take time out of their crazy busy schedules and hardworking academic careers to share the things they love with the people in the community. So, bravo, CFRC, man, oh man, such good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, we just listened to a bunch of good stuff. Eric Fines, sweet surprise. Before that, from vinyl, KPP 20-year anniversary vinyl, Stucco with a track called Losing You. So local music, this good stuff. Shoot, there was one other one, but that's the record. I don't know. There was something else in there. Oh, Emily Kahn. I got to write that down on the log. I haven't got that one. Okay, yes, Emily Kahn had a song there. Let's go to Emily and see. I'm on Bandcamp. Check it out, people. Bandcamp is super cool, and you can find so much good music there. You can, a lot of it's pay what you can, or they ask like $1 or like, you know, 10 bucks for an album. That has, like, Emily's here that I'm looking at has 14 songs on it. Unbelievable stuff. And what is she asking? Let's see. Let's just see. I don't know, because I've purchased it. It doesn't show it here at the moment. But anyways, dirt cheap, like next to nothing if you want to buy it. And you can download all of the music and then take it with you wherever you go. So Work Is Never Done. What song did I play? I think I played Work Is Never Done by Emily Kahn. So thanks, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to CFRC. And I hope you're having a great weekend out there. My weekend, as usual, it just starts off with a bang. it depending on the music, it can continue to expand into bangingness, or it could deflate into just a mellow a weekend. I never do know. Yeah, super fun time last night, hanging out with some friends, and we went downstairs in the Buckle. Saw, as mentioned, Good Co. and Bobby Gibson, is it? And so good. And then headed down to the Drain, headed down to the Toucan, watched some, what do you call it, moldy, oldie, golden rock, classic rock, that's it, some classic rock covers. Good times. Had by all. And okay, so let's play a little song. I enjoy Nolan Hubbard's music. He does a great job, is performing regularly at Musiki and around town, and his good friend Nick, playing with him, plays saxophone. Go out and support these two young men. They're doing a great job. And, you know, I, they really appreciate you, and they show it when they're up there. They make a point to be able to thank you and have conversations with you as they're up there performing music for you. So here we go. Nolan Hubbard, track from his brand new album, Emanate, called Making It Up.
I'm back.
Emily Steele. Emily Steele in the deal. Emily, the Duchess of Distinction. Yes, the Duchess of Distinction, Emily Steele. And that was a track called Up and Over. Before that was Nolan Hubbard with Making It Up. Not as we go along, but Making It Up. So do you see how we see what I did there? I'm so clever. I had two songs with up in it. So we had an up theme because my time's up. My time's up. And that's what's up. And thanks for getting up. And I hope you're up to something cool this weekend. And I don't know how it could possibly be better than listening to CFRC. But hey, to each his own. To each his own. I'll be listening. So listen, thank you everyone for tuning in. Hugh, as mentioned, I miss giving him a big hug as we part ways. I'm going to miss my hug from Hugh. No, he wouldn't let me hug him. He wouldn't let me near him. He knows. He knows. Don't let that guy near you. All right. So thanks, everybody. I'm going to play, because it was so much fun, a little more of our Gift from the Tao beat happening. I wonder if any of these guys are now in the Strange Happenings. That'd be pretty funny if this was them back when they were just like children. They're so young on here in 1985. Anyways, beat happening. And like this song is titled, I Love You. I love you. I love everyone. Thank you for supporting CFRC. Thank you for putting up with DJ Over Easy. And thanks for listening to Making Bacon. Have a great weekend, yo, and Strange Happenings. And I love you. I mean beat happenings, not strange happenings. They're another band. See everyone.
I've been dreaming. I'm on the beach. Oh yeah, to rest my feet. Oh yeah, those Polish pimp. Oh yeah, who never sin. Oh yeah, they fight with Russians. Oh yeah, and have discussions. Oh yeah, with the KGB. Oh yeah, at the Baltic Sea. Oh yeah, they know the Pope. Oh yeah, he's a regular Joe. Oh yeah, they say, give it to me, 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 give it to me. Oh yeah, she says 1, 2, 3, 4. Give it to me, 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 give it to me. And when I woke up, I had a tear in my eye. In my last dream, oh yeah, I made the scene. Oh yeah, with Tomahawk. Oh yeah, we took a walk. Oh yeah, down Lover's Lane. Oh yeah, to serenade.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hey, this is Laura Jane Grace from Against Me, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club.